14 for Richland Center coming in after the recent loss to Lancaster, which was a little costly, but could have been more so as Trayton Shep was injured late in that game, injured his arm, and he's not going to be able to play tonight. Possibly, the best-case scenario, maybe back again on Thursday, but he has provided the Hornets a lot of good bench strength and shooting off the pine for the Hornets here this year. They thought that he had broken his arm, and I saw him injured on Friday night, but he played for another two or three minutes. In fact, hit a key shot down the stretch for them, but following the game, his arm swelled up, and they had to have it looked at. Fortunately, not a break, but he will be here tonight to cheer him on, but not able to play the game. For the Hornets, Wes Bosworth comes in with an average of just over 12 a game. Liam Fingerson, 9.5, and Jaden Shep, 6. Also, Wes Bosworth, nearly 9 rebounds a game now. Liam Fingerson, nearly 6. Tyler Woodman, the leading assist person, nearly 2 per ball game. On the other side, looking at some Mauston stats, Brock Massey averaging 24 points a game. The next closest Mauston scorer, Kyle Dahl at 7.8 a game, and Keenan Smith just over 7 a game. Brock Massey also averages 8.5 rebounds a game, Kyle Dahl nearly 5, and Brock Massey is the leading assist giver as well, just over 5 a game, but Kyle Dahl is averaging around 2 assists per game. Mauston and the Hornets meeting this year. They tend to meet just about every year in a non-conference role, and I talked to Brian Poles about that, and he likes the Mauston scheduled game, and we both agree this would be a great conference opponent someday, but the only thing is it's a lot longer trip when you're coming from Prairie du Chien, Platteville, or Lancaster. So if they were a conference member, it would have to be a really reconfigured conference, and the Hornets may be heading more toward the South Central. Not that that's going to happen or even insinuated, but they are very similar. Much like I always figure Viroqua and Westby are really good possible conference opponents someday if you're just going to throw everything out and start a new league. But very even, and school size, and normally basketball pretty even as well. Mauston comes in with a record of 6-7. The Hornets at 2-14. And action is coming up around the bend here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes and those clunky noises. I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Gelenic Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
From infants to men size 19, the Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit the Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Hornets taking on the Mauston Golden Eagles tonight, visiting the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse for a rare Monday night game. The Hornets do not play a lot of those. They tend to play a lot more on the weekends than they do Mondays, in fact, but it works out generally for these teams to meet on this night. Right now we're going to go to courtside for our national anthem.
Oh, may you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed as the twilight crackling.
national anthem tonight here on WRCO Radio. And we will be back with more in a moment. You're listening to high school boys basketball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours. Compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home.
For quality auto and light truck repair, it's Cornerstone Service. From maintenance like an oil change, brakes, or tires, to diagnostics for a complex issue, Cornerstone is ready to help. J.W. Ewing and the team invest in ongoing education and training to stay ahead of an ever-changing automotive industry. Cornerstone combines knowledge with the latest in diagnostic technology. Located on the Sextonville Road, Richland Center, Cornerstone Service is your source for honest, professional care every time. Call 649-2000.
Starting lineups from Austin, number 2, Jasper Walsh, a senior. Number 3, Charlie Scott, a senior. Number 11, Kyle Dahl, a senior. Brock Massey, number 13, a senior. Number 25, Cody Comiskey, a sophomore. For the Hornets, number 1, Jaden Shipp, who is a freshman. Number 3, Brady Dash, a sophomore. Number 40, Garrison Weiss, a junior. Liam Fingerson, number 42, a sophomore. And number 44, Wes Bosworth, a junior. Garrison Weiss jumps center, and it's up in the air against Kyle Dahl, controlled by the Hornets. And we're underway. Hornets from our left to our right here in the opening half of basketball. Jaden Shipp wheels it to the near side, caught by Weiss. Down to Dosh on the corner. Brings it back now to Bosworth. West with a dribble drive on the left hand, looks to the inside, and now fires back to Fingerson, top of the circle. Liam holds it, fires it low, and it's picked up by Bosworth as he transitions out of the lane. Gives it back to Weiss, left side Dosh. Brady drives, slips, keeps the dribble, brings it back down to the near side, and it's Lee Fingerson. He'll drive, and it's up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Brock Massey, and Massey heads the other way. Throws it to the corner. Gallagher back to Massey, and around the horn it goes. Mauston to the corner. Charlie Scott wheels it back to Jasper Walsh, and they're going to find Massey again, top of the key. He's guarded by Dosh. Pass comes to the near side. Hornets start out in a man-to-man. Ball goes to the left side. Now to the right. Massey on a drive. Hornets right on him around the arc. And now Massey drives behind the glass, whips it to the corner. Dahl for a three on the way and good. Kyle Dahl nails the three, and the Golden Eagles underway with scoring here tonight. Hornet ball near side. Wes Bosworth brings it into the front court. Over to Jaden Shipp. Shep holds it above the head, drives, now pulls up, fires back to Garrison Weiss. Near side, pass goes to Fingerson. Liam drives to the baseline, pulls up, throws to the corner. Jaden Shep for three, no good. And the rebound is pulled down, and a jump ball called. Alternate arrow points to Mauston. So the Hornets drop back on the defensive side. Mauston in the blue uniforms with the gold. The Hornets in the home white and orange this evening. 3-0 Mauston. Pass to Kyle Dahl as he sets it up left side. Top of the circle now Comiskey. Meeting the ball is Scott. Guarded closely by the Hornets. Down to the corner it goes. Bounce feed to Dahl. Kyle drives out nothing. Throws it back low. Blocked in is Massey. He airmails it to the far side. And a three try from the right wing is no good for Scott. And the rebound pulled down by the Hornets. Wes Bosworth. Jaden Shipp threads the needle. Weiss scores. Well played. Assist for Jaden Shipp. Garrison Weiss with a basket, and the Hornets are on the board. 3-2, Mauston. Across the timeline, Brock Massey. Right side, Kyle Dahl. Back to Charlie Scott. Out to meet the ball is Massey, just off the free throw line left. Drives in, leaves the dribble, throws it to the lane. Jasper Walsh kicks it back out to Dahl. Good movement of the ball by Mauston. Back to Walsh, reverses it left side, Comiskey. Down to the baseline, now bounce feed into Massey. He draws a crowd, it's knocked away. They'll pick it up again, throw it in the lane, and it's stolen away, and a jump ball call. Liam Fingerson ties up with Cody Comiskey, and the Hornets get this arrow. How prolific a scorer has Brock Massey been in Mauston school history? He broke the school record, which was 1,600. He's got 1,900 and could well go well over 2,000 here before his career is done. Ball comes inside from Shep, stolen away by Massey. Up to Kyle Dahl. Back to Massey. He'll drive with the left hand, pulls up free throw line right, feeds it low. Nice pass, and the shot is good. Comiskey on the assist from Bach Massey. That's what those solid players do like that. They make players around them even better. Nice pass. 5-2, Boston. Ball comes off to Jaden Shep, and there's a foul called away from the action. There's a foul called on the pick, and that's against Richland centers Wes Bosworth. That's his first of the game for either team. And Boston will get it back. Pretty good crowd on hand for a Monday night. They've got the big cookies here. They are good. How do I know? I might have sampled some. I don't eat it all at once, so it's a lot. Save some for the next 3 days. It's big. Ball goes to the right side. Caught by Comiskey now for Boston. 14 and a half to play first half. Dahl to the baseline. Now a three from Scott. It's on the way. No good. Rebound Wes Bosworth and the Hornets. Wes wings it out now to Jaden Shep behind the back dribble. Slings it left side. It's going to be held there. Now Dosh gives it back to Wes Bosworth. Right side, Liam Fingerson. Hornets slow the pace a little bit. Going against the Boston man-to-man. Ball is kicked by Boston and out of bounds. It will be Richland Center basketball. And it rolls all the way to the wall. So the Hornets will retrieve it. 5-2 Boston. Nearly 4 minutes into this first half. And Garrison Weiss gives the ball a tap. Garrison looking and finds Jaden Shep. Shep around the screen. Now leaves it down to the baseline. Bosworth. Wes holds it above the head. Looks for a cutter inside. Drives to the paint. Now loses it. Picks it up. Gives it back to Weiss. Gary in the corner. Throws it high. Knocked away. Picked up now by Boston. Boston on the roll. It's going to be Dahl off to Jasper. Three on the way. Good. Jasper Walsh makes the three. And the Hornets want a timeout. 8-2 Boston. 13:42 remaining, first half. This is Area Boys Basketball on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Are you ready for a dramatically improved experience with your next crown? WP Dental is excited to offer same-day dental restorations. As one of the first in the area to use this advanced technology, at WP Dental, you can have the same-day crowns with no plastic temporaries and no gooey impressions. Find out if same-day restoration is right for you. Call 647-3993 or visit WP Dental, 100 North Church Street, Richland Center.
Chitwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chitwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chitwood Electric.
8-2 score. Boston leading the Hornets. Back after the timeout, Bosworth drives and scores. Nice play. Wes Bosworth taking it to the hoop, and it is 8-4. Boston with a basketball into the front court. Dahl gives it back to Walsh. Jasper on the left side. Charlie Scott to the corner. Ball comes back to the right side. And Boston now on a drive. Brock Massey throws to the corner. Gets it back now from Scott. Airmails it far side, caught there by Dahl to the corner. Boston taking it around the wheel. Left side held up by Comiskey. Down to Massey. He'll drive lane. He's double-teamed, triple-teamed. Leans in for a tough shot. It won't go. Rebound pulled down by Comiskey. Back up, partially blocked by Weiss. And the rebound by Jaden Shep. Jaden brings it across the half-court line now. Goes left, cuts low, knocked away by Boston. Massey with a steal. Two on two, threads the needle. Comiskey lays it up good, and a plus one. Cody Comiskey with his first basket. Again, an assist from Brock Massey. That makes it 10-4 with a good bucket. And he can put it up by another point if he makes the free throw. Braden Gallagher is in for Boston for Richland Center. Tyler Woodman. And at the line, Cody Comiskey. He's a sophomore. Couple of dribbles, and the free throw is on the way and in and out. Rebound by Garrison Weiss. So Weiss Fires it out to Wes Bosworth, and the Hornets operate. Bosworth, top of the key, low to the ground dribble, brings it to Weiss on the right side. Garrison looking low, nothing. Now uses the dribble, gives it back to Woodman. Off the screen from Weiss, coming right. Pass comes to Bosworth. Wes, right in front of the Mauston bench, reverses it. Dosh, now Fingerson going low and knocked away from Bosworth, out of bounds. Mauston basketball. In the game for Mauston will be Keenan Smith, number four. And the Hornets will put it in play. Weiss on the baseline. Garrison looking, lobs it into Brady Dosh. Brady backs off now, uses the dribble, brings it off to Fingerson, lobs it low, picked off by Mauston. Kyle Dahl gets the steal. Dahl in the front court, all the way down low, tries to throw it back to the corner. Tipped away by the Hornets, and out of bounds. It will be Mauston basketball. Just over 12 minutes remaining here in the first half. Wishful thinking, but a couple of students asked me tonight, what do you think? Is there going to be school tomorrow? I think there's going to be school tomorrow. Here's the pass. It comes in play. Massey, tough shot behind the glass. He gets it. Plus one now coming up as he is fouled by the Hornets for their third foul. First basket on that low post for Massey, and then the foul is called on Brady Dosh. That's his second. At the free throw line, Massey in the air, and that one is good. I wonder how many points he's had from the free throw line. A lot of those 1,000-plus scorers get a lot from the line. 13-4 now, Mauston. Ball comes across the timeline, off the screen, Bosworth to the baseline. Fires it back to Woodman. Tyler for three on the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Kyle Dahl of Mauston. Hornets got to hustle back now. Massey wings it to Gallagher, gives it back to Massey. He'll shoot a long three. It is good. Brock Massey with a total of 8 points now. And just like that, it is 16-4. In the backcourt, Brady Dosh across the timeline, slings it down to the corner, taken by Weiss. Now Liam Fingerson reverses it. Tyler Woodman to the corner. Dosh on the baseline. Weiss to Fingerson on the right side. Bounce feed low. Dosh got loose. Shot won't go. Rebound pulled down by Mauston. And they're operating the other way. Massey, top of the circle. Lobs it to the baseline. Inside to Smith. His tough shot won't fall. And it's rebounded again. He gets his own miss. Fires it back out. Top of the key to Brock Massey. Right side, held there by Charlie Scott. Scott off to Kyle Dahl. Dahl slips down and lost the handle out of bounds. It will be Richland Center basketball. So the inbounder will be Dosh. And the Golden Eagles bring in number 24, Johan Wolf. He is a sophomore. And the inbound for the Hornets now, 16-4. Mauston. It's been a while since Richland Center has scored. 8-0 Mauston run right now. Liam Fingerson down deep, got in, and a foul called on Mauston. Two free throws coming up for Liam Fingerson, who may have been struck in the eye there accidentally on a shot. He'll go to the free throw line. 16-4 Mauston. Liam looking for his first points tonight. A Hornet sophomore, saw considerable time last year. This one on the rim, and no good. One more coming up. South Central Conference, comprised of Wisconsin Dells, Adams Friendship, Wautoma, Westfield, and Nakusa, along with Mauston. Second free throw for Liam Fingerson in the air, and perfect. 16-5. Mauston in the advantage. And here comes the up ahead. Pass goes to the right side. Caught now by Mauston. They'll reverse it left side to Comiskey. Massey fires it back to Wolf. Right side, Comiskey. Now Massey, top of the circle. Wes Bosworth's got this defensive assignment now. And here's a three try on the way. No good for Massey. Rebound by Comiskey. He'll spin. Now leans in. Shot of the lane. And it's on the rim and good. Cody Comiskey makes it 18-5. Mauston controlling the boards which has been key through the first 8-plus minutes. There's a pick by Massey. Gets the steal, goes in, lays it in strong and good. And the Hornets will use another timeout. 20-5, Mauston in the lead. Richland Center uses its second timeout here in the first half. 9:41 remaining in Area Boys Basketball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is starting 2024 with new vehicle inventory ready for you to drive and buy ASAP. We've got 20 Silverado half-tons with discounts and incentives, over 15 heavy-duty Silverados in stock. Trailblazer, Blazer, Equinox, Tahoe, and the all-new Chevy Trax are here. Over 80 pre-owned and program cars are available too. See the details and inventory at JonesChev.com. Whether it's our body shop, parts, service, or sales, Jones Chevrolet Buick in Richland Center is proud to be your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
You work hard. Making the right choice for lunch isn't hard. The Phoenix Center opens at 10 Monday through Sunday with all of your lunchtime favorites, burgers, salads, terrific appetizers, specialty sandwiches, wraps, and more. Easy in, easy out. The Phoenix Center is the perfect way to break up the day. Can't get away for lunch? Let the team at the Phoenix Center serve you a great meal tonight, including the world-famous Phoenix Center Pizza. Or call ahead, 649-7469 for carryouts. From the Phoenix Center in Richland Center.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Hornets with a basketball. Trailing 20-5, Hayden Bindle enters after the timeout. Tyler Woodman in the corner for RC. Looking low, nothing. Skips a pass in. Nice pass, Dosh. Shot on the way. Won't go. Brady in the lane. And it rimmed out. And the rebound by Massey and company. He'll stop. Shoot along three. And he's going to miss it. And he's going to be called for traveling as well. Took an extra step. And it goes back to the Hornets. They'll have it, three-quarter court. And Mauston will apply some backcourt pressure. Bosworth brings it in. Tyler Woodman grabs. And Tyler will attack. Across the half-court line, brings it right side. Held up by Brady Dosh. Back to the left side, Wes Bosworth. Woodman sets a screen. Pass goes to Bindle in the corner. Hayden back to Woodman. And Tyler looking to the corner with a left-hand dribble. Brings it back, top of the circle. Fingerson to Bindle, throws it low, backing in is Brady Dosh. Brady in the corner, nothing, takes it back to Bosworth, reverses it, left side, now Woodman, top of the circle, Tyler for three, on the rim, no good, rebound pulled down by Braden Gallagher and Mauston. Brock Massey across the timeline, Gallagher catches, throws to Kaminsky, top of the circle, back to Massey, Brock will back off with the dribble, keeps it, now throws it, right side, caught by Wolf. Gallagher on the wing. Airmails it back to Wolf. There's a three-pointer on the way and good for Massey for the top of the key. He's got two of those triples tonight. That makes it 23-5, Mauston. Across the timeline, Tyler Woodman, Brady Dosh on the left wing. Dosh back to Fingerson. Now Bindle and Woodman near side corner. Into Bosworth. West drives lane with a left-hand lay-in. It won't stay. Rebound Fingerson back up. No good. And he's fouled on the play. Liam, good extra effort there. Bosworth did a good job of taking it to the rim. Hornets just trying to get that confidence to attack. And they have more success when they do that, for sure. So a free throw for Liam Fingerson now. One for two earlier. Free throw is good. That makes it 23-6. Into the game for Mauston, Jasper Walsh, number two. Number three, Charlie Scott. Number 11, Kyle Dahl. And Liam Fingerson with his second throw. Join us at halftime for High School Sport News, sponsored by Dairyland Transportation. Free throw on the way, and that is good. By Liam Fingerson, that makes it 23-7. Lots of wrestling news. In fact, we'll be here tomorrow night for a quad. Could be a late one. Bill Twining's packing his bag and packing a peanut butter sandwich. Pass comes top of the key. Left side for Massey. Holds it on the wing. Nothing. Drives. Throws to the lane. Caught there. Nice shot by Dahl. Keeps it alive. Back to Scott. Now airmails it. Massey. A runner on the baseline. Good. Soft touch from the baseline. And that is 25-7. Mauston up by 18 in this one. Pass comes to Tyler Woodman. Tyler on the left side, low to the ground dribble, throws it in to Fingerson. Liam back to Hayden Bindle. And Vindel sets it up, throws it back to Woodman. Now back to the left side, Bosworth. Right side, it's Dosh. Radial drive, throws to the corner. Woodman for three, on the way, yes, with a little kiss off the glass. Tyler Woodman with the Hornets' first three. 25-10, Mostyn. Across the timeline, Jasper Walsh. Give and go to Comiskey. He's cut off low post. Leans in. Nice move and scores. Sophomore looking tough inside there. That makes it 27-10, Mostyn. Across the timeline, Tyler Woodman. Woodman on a drive. Tries to leave it off for Fingerson. And a little miscommunication picked off by Massey. Throws to Comiskey. Passes left side. Shot of the way. Won't stay for Scott. He'll kick it out. Three on the way and good. Jasper Walsh gets his second three, and you know things are going well when you kick it out, miss the shot, get the rebound, kick it back out, confidence, and they nail it. And Mostyn has a total of 5 3-pointers here in the first half. Jaden Shep returns for the Hornets, and Garrison Weiss as well. It is 30-10, Mostyn. We have 6:20 remaining in the first half. And the Hornets will put it in play. Weiss gets the ball on the baseline. Fires it into Jaden Shep. Shep in the backcourt. Back to Woodman. Tyler now walks it across. Leaves it off for Hayden Vindel on the baseline. Pass low. Picked off by Charlie Scott and Mostyn. Back to Massey. Quarterbacking the team. Takes it left of the free throw line. Hands off to Kyle Dahl. Dahl on the right side to Walsh. Back to Massey. Now inside for a layup and good. He creates from the left side. The Hornets thought he was going to pass it off and took it in himself. 32-10, Mostyn. Across the timeline, Jaden Shep. Shep on the left side. Spin move, free throw line left. Now right, Vindel. Woodman up for the baseline. Bounce feed low, picked off by Massey. Brock Massey putting out a clinic here in the first half. Brings it left side, shoots another three. That one is off the mark. Rebound by Jaden Shep. Fires it off now to Garrison Weiss. He'll lay it up good. Hornets with a fast break bucket. That makes it 32-12. Mostyn ball, 5:15 remaining, first half. Left side, Comiskey looking for a cutter through the lane. Fires back to Walsh. Right side, Massey. Nice pass low, and scoring is Charlie Scott. Beautiful pass, 34-12, Mostyn. Pass comes in play, and Tyler Woodman walks it across the timeline. Woodman keeps the dribble. Mostyn stays in a man-to-man defense. The pass to Weiss is up for the baseline. Garrison looks for a cutter on the inside. Dribbles, and his pass deflected and out of bounds. Massey got a hand on it. Coming in for Mostyn, three new players. Keenan Smith is back. Johan Wolf is in. And Dylan Domoski for the Hornets coming in. Is going to be Brady Dosh. And that looks like the extent of the Hornet changes. 4:42 remaining first half. Jaden Shep off to the near side of Brady Dosh, just up from the right baseline. Now to the far side. Bosworth to Fingerson. Back to West. Down to the corner. Weiss. Garrison throws it low. Bosworth is double-teamed. Has it knocked away by Smith. Picked up by Wolf. And Mostyn will operate the other way. The pass goes to right side. Charlie Scott. Scott, now top of the circle, Domoski, left side, Smith. Smith and Dahl. Wolf, left side, down to the baseline. Ball fake, Smith, and a traveling called on Mostyn. That will put it back in the hands of the Hornets. Back in for Mostyn will be number one, Braden Gallagher. And the Hornets will start it in play. Wes Bosworth from the baseline. Fires it in to Jaden Shep. Jaden across the timeline, throws it low. Picked up there by Weiss. Now back it goes to Dosh. Dosh to the corner. Jaden Shep for three. Got it. Nice touch for Jaden Shep. His first basket tonight. 34-15. Mostyn will walk the basketball. Across the timeline, Kyle Dahl. Off to Keenan Smith. Smith with the basketball. Back to Gallagher on the right wing. Gallagher is fouled by number 42, Liam Fingerson. That will be his first. End of the game for Boston, number 15, Ben Lovold. Lovold in, and will replace Massey, who gets his first break tonight. Braden Gallagher airmails it in. Smith catches near side. Keenan leans in. Shot blocked by Weiss. Smith gets his own rebound. Fires it back out to Gallagher. He'll shoot a long three. Blocked by Fingerson, but a foul called on the Hornets. So the foul called on Liam. That'll be foul number two for him. Five on the Hornets as a team. Boston has been whistled twice here in the first half. They lead it 34-15. Tonight's Monday night showcase. Free throw on the way, and that is good by Gallagher. Boston 2 of 3 as a team, and they lead by 20 now. One more coming up in the air. That one is no good. He must have been attempting a 3. I thought his foot was on the line, but it looks like he will get 3 free throws. And here comes free throw number 3. In the air, and that is no good, so he makes 1 of 3. And the rebound by the Hornets. Bosworth, now Shep. And into the front court, Jaden off the screen from Bosworth. Drives to the baseline, pulls up, throws it cross to Garrison Weiss. Weiss on a drive, tough shot, won't fall. Rebound by Boston. Foul called on Liam Fingerson, which is already his third. And he will have to come out of the ballgame. Hornets with 6 as a team, and Liam has 3 of them. So an unfortunate break for the Hornets, and Boston will have the basketball without any backcourt pressure. Here we go. Inbound pass, and Boston sets it up. Right side, Lavold. Back it goes to Gallagher. Now Wolf down to the baseline. Boston working and searching. Pass goes right side to Gallagher, and we have a whistle and a player that lost a shoe. So Tyler Woodman had a little trouble getting that shoe back on. They call a referee timeout for safety purposes. And back into the game from Boston is Aaron Henrik. Pass comes in play. Smith is double-teamed, and he'll lead into the crowd. Shot on the way, no good. Tipped around and rebounded again by Boston. They'll scoop it out to Henrik. Back to Demoski. Looks to the inside. Nothing. Left side, Keenan Smith. Boston working it around well. Near side left. They'll go on a drive. It's knocked away by the Hornets. Picked up again on the dribble by Wolf. Smith on the baseline. Smith around the defender. Knocked away by Shep. Smith gets it back. Leans in. 10-footer in the lane. No good. Gets his own miss. And scores. Keenan Smith with a good blue-collar effort. And Boston leads 37-15. Hornets with the basketball down to the corner. Tyler Woodman pulls up. There's a 16-footer. On the way, saved by Garrison Weiss after the miss. And now Shep from the corner for 3. On the way, no good. Weiss with another rebound. Gives it back to Woodman, and the whistle stops play. Traveling called on the Hornets. It will go back to Boston. No backcourt pressure from the Hornets. 37-15. Boston in the lead in this one tonight. Johan Wolf goes to Lovold on the right side. Down to the baseline. Held up for a time. Boston looking inside. Now here's Demoski. His shot is short. Rebound Garrison Weiss and the Hornets. So Garrison takes it back the other way. Walking the basketball across the timeline is going to be Shep. Shep on the left side. Bounce feed to Woodman. Garrison Weiss down in the corner. Throws it inside. Nice catch. Bosworth and scores. West just took it away from the defender and gets it in. 37-17 in favor of Boston. A minute 20 remaining here in the first half. Ball goes around the wheel. Right side. Caught by Henrik. Now works it all the way to the near side. Demoski. Baseline Wolf. In the lane, Smith goes up with a left-hand shot. Short. Rebound pulled down by Tyler Woodman. Woodman across the timeline. Top of the circle. Now to Bosworth. West crashes in. Oh, offensive foul is called. Taking the charge, Johan Wolf of the Boston Golden Eagles, and the foul is on Wes Bosworth. That's his second. Hornets' seventh foul. Roman Southward is in for Mauston. Roman is saying his first action tonight. And the pass comes in play for Mauston. They'll take it across the timeline and set it up. Right side, Laveau. Back to the left side, Southward. Now to Heinrich. Heinrich. Domofsky. Domofsky looks to the inside. Down to 40 seconds to play here in the first half. Bounce feed back to Laveau. Down to the baseline, Heinrich. Heinrich. Laveau. Southward. To the corner. Three on the way, Mauston. It is no good. And it's going to be picked up now by the Hornets with 25 seconds. There's Woodman. There's Bosworth. He'll score, and he's fouled. Nice play. Tyler Woodman hitting Wes Bosworth with a half-court pass, and Wes does the rest. Mauston picks up its third foul. It's on number 20, Dylan Domofsky. So Wes Bosworth at the free throw line for the first time tonight. We'll shoot one in the air, and it is on the rim and good. That makes it 37-20. And Mauston on the near side with 18 seconds to play. Wolf and company planning on taking one final shot in the half. Wolf moves to the right side, back to the left, down to 8 seconds. Cuts in the lane, stops. It's partially blocked by Shep. Picked up by Mauston, 4 seconds. They'll get a long jumper on the way for two. No good. Rebound Bosworth at the buzzer, and that will do it. Mauston leading at intermission, 37-20 over Richland Center. Now, Caverns boys basketball coming your way tonight, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Phil Nee. A halftime feature is coming up next from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
Tonight we talk high school wrestling. The Richland Center High School will be a very busy place tomorrow night with a quad coming up. The meets will begin at 6 o'clock. Richland Center will wrestle Hillsboro, and Ithaca Weston will take on Riverdale. The following match, Richland Center faces Ithaca Weston, and Riverdale tangles with Hillsboro. And in the third duel of the night, Richland Center wrestles Riverdale, and Ithaca Weston will take on Hillsboro. WRCO Sports has coverage of that event tomorrow night on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. The Hornets were busy over the weekend hosting a girls' tournament. I asked Coach Silas Coleman about that.
Saturday, we just hosted our first girls' invitational. It went really well. Unless we have them wrestle in the conference tournament or possibly in the JV side, they're not going to have very much as far as competition goes until we get into that sectional tournament. I have heard that there's a potential for a girls' conference tournament this year. I'm just unsure on, I guess, where that is right now. But hopefully they would have that in there just that we can get them some matches before we get to the sectional.
So did you have some individuals do well over the weekend at your tournament?
Yeah, so Emma Haiti wrestled really well and came out in first place for us. And then Maddie Muller also wrestled really well, came out in the second place.
Right now, are you looking forward to the quad and just hoping to get it in? And it should be a full 3 hours or so of wrestling, shouldn't it?
Yeah, that's what I would kind of assume, especially with having some teams with full rosters in there. That should definitely make for a longer night, but I think it'll be a good night for us.
Richland Center wrestling coach Silas Coleman. His teams will be hosting the Hillsboro Tigers, Ithaca Weston, and Riverdale coming up on Tuesday evening. And that's it for the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Here at halftime, I'm Phil Nee.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and 3 loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center has been a Gale dealer for as long as most can remember, including the day when the first Gale skid loader arrived on the lot. Today, the next revolution of versatile Gale skid loaders is designed to meet the demanding needs of contractors, municipalities, landscapers, dairies, and agricultural operations. Get the full story on a work-saving, productivity-improving, dependable Gale skid loader at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Be sure to ask about special incentives available to help put a Gale skid loader or mini backhoe to work for you today.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. With all the current diagnostic equipment and ASC-certified technicians, they provide top-notch service on your cars, trucks, and farm equipment, including hydraulic hose repair, welding, metal fabricating, ag and auto tire sales, and light and heavy-duty towing. They'll even tow your vehicle or large truck to a repair shop of your choice. Call Arneson Service and Repair today at 986-4300.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 3, flexibility and room to grow. Working around school schedules, helping with tuition, seeing someone grow in responsibility and compensation. Flexibility and room to grow. More reasons to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Log on PineValleyCommunity.org and click on careers.
WRCO 37-20. Mauston leads Richland Center at halftime in non-conference area boys basketball. Mauston is led by Brock Massey, who has 17 points, 6 each for Jasper Walsh and Cody Comiskey, 3 by Kyle Dahl, Charlie Scott and Keenan Smith each have 2. Richland Center is led by Wes Bosworth with 7, 4 points for Garrison Weiss, 3 each for Jaden Shep, Tyler Woodman, and Liam Fingerson. The Hornets have made 2 threes, Jaden Shep and Tyler Woodman, and for Mauston, 5 of them, 2 for Walsh, 2 for Massey, and 1 for Dahl. Mauston is 2 for 5 from the free throw line, and the Hornets are 4 for 5. Some notes on the game, and also earlier tonight, Mauston a winner, 45-36 over Richland Center in JV action. Bill Twining and I will have the call of wrestling tomorrow night here, and then looking at the schedule on Thursday night, well, man, hold on to your radio that night. North Crawford and Ithaca, the rematch. North Crawford won by a point the last time, and the Bulldogs host North Crawford. North Crawford has 1 loss overall. And 12-1 or 13-1 now. The Bulldogs have just the 1 loss in the conference, trying to even the score after the losing to North Crawford earlier this year. So that's going to be a battle on Thursday night. We'll have it for you right here on WRCO Radio. Coming up, more about tonight's game, and the second half is right around the bend. This is high school boys basketball on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Hello everyone, Kenny the Wannabe Baker here from Christie Sunnyside Bakery and Deli. Shop local is the theme at Christie Sunnyside. Not only do we sell local products, but we use those products in the foods we make and bake for you. So if you like local, check us out on Facebook or give us a call at 649-2253. We are open Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturday and Sunday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thanks again from Christie Sunnyside, where every day is sunny.
Proud to be a part of our local community, City Utilities of Richland Center supports area youth. The dedicated local people of City Utilities provide the best service at the lowest possible cost to water, wastewater, and electric customers. As a member owner of WPPI Energy, City Utilities is helping our community grow into the 21st century. Richland Center, a public utilities community since 1880.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body, located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure just that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know getting the right product is the secret to success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you'll have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
When you're on the move, your convenience stop is Richland Mobile Mart. Start the day with fresh coffee, donuts, and delicious breakfast sandwiches. Make mealtime easy with take-and-bake deli fresh pizzas, kitchen-fresh sandwiches, salads, cookies, and so much more. The Mobile Mart also has all your favorite beer, wine, and liquors. Plus, touch-free automatic and self-serve car washes, too, at Richland Mobile Mart, Highway 14, on Richland Center's west side.
Rock Solid Forming, your authorized Simons dealer on County X Blue River, family-owned and operated since 1992, offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, form release, concrete steelers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs. Rock Solid Forming strives to be number one in getting it to you when you need it and believes that personal service makes the difference. Call 608-536-3700. Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Weekend calls will be answered if possible. Rock Solid Forming, great products and the best customer service. Service 536-3700.
Hey Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates and all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Mauston with the ball first, and we're underway in the second half. 37-20, they lead it. Massey down to Comiskey on the baseline. Fires back on the near side to foul called. They're going to get Wes Bosworth with his third foul. So he and Liam Fingerson each have three fouls for the Hornets. Massey will put it in play for the baseline. Dahl brings it back, top of the circle. Walsh back to Massey, three from the corner off the mark. Rebound Liam Fingerson. Back to Wes Bosworth. And the Hornets with the ball. They'll push it up to Brady Dush. Back to Bosworth on the left side. Wes now reverses it. Jaden Shep, free throw line left. Leaves the wheels. Gives it back to Dush. Bounce feed to Garrison Weiss on the baseline. It's knocked away. Picked up by Dush. Trying to go inside. Knocked away from Mauston. And there goes the ball back to Shep. Hornets for Dush. Three on the way. On the rim. No good. Rebound by Mauston. Pulled out by Walsh. Jasper gives it back to Massey, and the Golden Eagles operate across the timeline. Free throw line left, knocked away by Jaden Shep. Shep into the backcourt, and a foul called on Mauston. That'll be on Jasper Walsh, his first. Mauston only called for three fouls in that first half. John is for the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show tonight on WRCO Radio, and we'll talk about the Duncan play of the game, the turning point of the game, sponsored by Double D, Dunkin' Donuts. Ball comes back in play, and it's caught by Brady Dush. Hornets in the corner, trail by 17. And now to the left side, Jaden Shep. Shep to the baseline, nowhere to wander. Double team, brings it back to Liam Fingerson. Fingerson, top of the circle, swings it back to Shep. Down low, Bosworth challenges low and scores. Hornets within 15, 37-22. Mauston with the ball, Massey, right side Jasper, Walsh, left side Scott. Holding it up is Massey, he'll back off toward the half-court line, now crossover dribble. Nothing to go, throws it back to Gallagher. Now to Scott, Charlie with the basketball. Walsh, right side Comiskey, leaves it in for Massey, kicks it to the corner now. Kyle Dahl, back to Massey, scoops it across to Comiskey, he'll score in traffic. Cody Comiskey with 8 points. That makes it 39-22. Mawson leading back by 17 now. Dosh to Shep. Hornets take it low. Shep calls for a carry as he drove to the basket, and it'll go back to Mawson. So a turnover. The Hornets fall back on the defensive side. And Mawson with the basketball. Brock Massey directing traffic. Walks it across half court. Hands off to Jasper Walsh. Walsh now to Scott. Down low. There is Gall. Throws it to the corner. On a drive, Comiskey lost the handle. Ball went up. Hit the rim. Rebounded by Bosworth. West slings it up to Liam Fingerson. Reverse lay-in. Good by the Hornets. Liam with his first field goal. That makes it 39-24. Mawson with the ball down to the corner. Held up by Dahl. Back to Comiskey. Dahl in the deep corner. Hornets kind of playing a specialized defense on Massey. He'll work his way back to the left side. Throws to the baseline. Three on the way. Mawson, good. Charlie Scott rings the bell. That hurts after the Hornets had some pretty good stops here and playing pretty well against leading scorer Brock Massey. But somebody else steps up with a three. 42-24, Mawson. Hornets down to Garrison Weiss. Goes up, lost the handle. Rebounded now by Mawson. They'll take it back the other way. Massey, free throw line, scoops it out. Three try. Walsh, it is on the rim. Bounces high, no good. Tapped out by Comiskey to Dahl. On the near side, they're airmailing it to the left side. Picked off by Liam Fingerson. Fingerson with his steal, and the Hornets take it back the other way. Wes Bosworth, right side, Brady Dosh. Dosh skips it down to the baseline. Caught there by Weiss. Inside Bosley. It's going to be up, no good for Wes Bosworth, and it's going to be rebounded by Mawson. Jasper Walsh up ahead. Now a traveling call. Good call. Kyle Dahl took an extra step, and the Hornets will get it back. Tyler Woodman is checking in, and so is Hayden Bindle. If you're just joining us, Trayton Shep, one of the Hornets' key bench players, not playing tonight. Injured his arm at Lancaster, and they hope to have him back later this week for a conference game against Dodgeville. Tyler Woodman runs it across with a right-hand dribble down to the baseline. Is cut off. Drives back now, gives it to Dosh. Down to the corner, Bosworth. Back to Woodman. Tyler with the basketball. Left side, Fingerson. Tries to throw low, knocked away by Comiskey. Now Liam drives, shot down low, got it up with the left hand, good. Liam Fingerson with a good move, and it is 42-26, as close as the Hornets have been in some time. Pass comes right side by Massey. Now Brock leans in, he's cut off, kicks it out. Comiskey for three, got it. Boston, this one the Hornets start to make a little headway. Come back with another key three. It's 45-26. Richland center ball. Left side, there's Dosh for three for the Hornets. No good. Rebound taken there by Walsh. Up ahead, Massey in the front court. Massey backs off from the line, throws to the corner. Ball fake for Scott. Slips it back out to Massey. A long three on the way, on the rim, short. Rebound Hayden Bindle and the Hornets. So Richland center down by 19. Taken across to Tyler Woodman. Woodman down to Liam Fingerson on the baseline. Liam looking for a cutter through the lane. Gives it back to Bosworth. Now Liam in the corner. Gives it back to Hayden Bindle. Ball works all the way around to Woodman in the near corner. Bosworth is fouled from behind. He was posting up low. And the foul will be marked on Mawson, number 11, Kyle Dahl. That will be his first, team's second in the half. Into the game for Mawson, number 1, Braden Gallagher. Number 4, Keenan Smith. Hornets take on Dodgeville. That comes up on Thursday night. The tough non-conference games. Also Lodi in the schedule next week. Ball comes in play for the Hornets. Top of the circle, Bosworth. Dosh near side entry pass for Liam Fingerson. Scoops it back to West. Bosworth, a 10-footer in the lane. No good. Rebound by Charlie Scott. Next up for Mawson after tonight, they'll be taking on Barrelboot. Keenan Smith catches the ball, lost it, picked up now by Tyler Woodman, and the Hornets run it the other way. Down to the corner it goes, Dosh drives, kicks it out. Bindle from the corner, on the way, on the rim, no good. Rebound Massey, 3-on-2, takes it himself, down low, leans in, fallaway jumper is good. Brock Massey gets the roll, that makes it 47-26, and Mauston eclipsing the 20-point lead again after the Hornets had made a little progress. Brady Dosh down to the corner, that's Bindle, back to Woodman, top of the circle, and Tyler on a drive throws to the corner, Dosh for three, it's no good. Kaminsky with the rebound, and the Golden Eagles will take it the other way. Across the timeline, they'll stop for an open three. Scott nails it. Charlie Scott with his second triple. 50-26. Mauston pulling back away. Tyler Woodman walks it across half court for the Richland Center Hornets. Tyler juking to the right side. Fires now to Wes Bosworth in the corner. Wes back to Hayden Bindle on the near side. Hayden gives it now to Brady Dosh. Now on a drive down deep. Fingerson is fouled on the way through by Mauston. So the foul will be marked. It's going to be on number 25, Johan Wolf. That is his first. Coming into the game for the Hornets, Jaden Shep. Cutler Palmer seeing some action tonight for the Hornets. Platteville leading Richland Center in girls basketball tonight, 44-9. Wisconsin Dells up on Westby, 56-37 in boys basketball. Set play to the corner. Woodman for three. No good. Rebound Massey. And Mauston takes it back the other way. Mauston across half court. Massey fakes it. Gives it. Give and go left. Knocked down by Jaden Shep. And in the backcourt, Mauston will get it back. Johan Wolf across the timeline. Massey guarded by Bosworth. Brock looking, airmails it near side, three try, Scott on the rim, no good, rebound by Jaden Shep and the Hornets. Jaden takes it back the other way, right side, Bosworth, left side, three on the way, banks it in. The bank is open on a Monday night. That makes it 50-29, Mauston. 10:15 to play, Brock Massey down to Keenan Smith on the baseline. Keenan gives it back to Charlie Scott and Mauston to Massey in the corner. Drives baseline, nothing there. He's cut off. Back to Gallagher. Now Massey again. Massey on a drive. Keeps the dribble. Looks to the inside. Now quick move down low. Scoops it inside to Keenan Smith, and he will score. Another assist for Massey. Smith has 4 points, 52-29. Jaden Shep quickly in transition for the Hornets. Pocket picked. Massey takes it away. He'll stop. Shoot a three. It is no good. Keenan Smith with a rebound. Put back good. Smith makes it 54-29. Mauston. Wes Bosworth into the front court. 9.5 to play. Garrison Weiss to Tyler Woodman. Down to Jaden Shep. Near baseline. Gives it back now to Palmer. Cutler throws it right side. Now back to the left side. It's Bosworth. Around the wheel it goes. Woodman. Now here is Cutler Palmer. Three on the way. Bounces high. Rebound by Braden Gallagher. Gallagher takes it back the other way. Brock Massey accelerates in the lane, goes up high. He's fouled on a layup try. He'll get two free throws. As we approach the halfway point of the second half, foul is on Garrison Weiss. That will be his first. Mauston with three fouls. Richland Center with two in this half. And Massey with 17 all in the first half. Takes a look. Free throw is good. He'll get another one. Liam Fingerson returns, and so does Brady Dosh. Second free throw coming up for Massey. In the air, and it is good. Three of three from the line, and he'll come out of the lineup. Kyle Dahl is in for Mauston. Hornets with the basketball. Jaden Shep from the baseline into Brady Dosh.